The word snow day can be music to a student's ears. When the local weatherman predicts a snowstorm, children often anxiously huddle around their radio and television sets, awaiting the official word that class has been canceled. For school officials, a bit of prep work goes into shutting down classes. The Mena Public School District was closed Monday due to about 3 inches of snow. When I spoke with District Superintendent Dr. Diane Gathright on Monday, she explained that the process of deciding to cancel school often begins very early in the morning.
Our Director of Transportation is Ronnie Duckett, and he communicates with the State Highway Department, with the State Police, and he and our Director of our head mechanic, James Davis, normally go out and drive between 3 and 4 in the mornings, and then sometimes I'm with them as well, and we're driving different portions of our district because we have a large number of rural roads. But Highway 71, of course, runs right through our district as well, and we have to utilize it to get most of the buses in. So we drive for about an hour early in the mornings. We try to have the decision made by about 4:15 or 4:30 to get it on the radio as soon as possible. And, of course, we get it on all the local radio and TV stations as well with the systems that they have. We also have a school messenger, and if we know soon enough, like yesterday, we knew soon enough, so I was able to contact all the principals, and they were able to get it on the school messenger to telephone all of the families in the district so that they would know we were having no school.
In the Rogers Public School District, Transportation Director Ron Young says during inclement weather, he makes a recommendation about classes to the superintendent, who then decides whether or not to cancel school. Although Rogers schools were not closed on Monday, Young's day still began early.
I got up about, about between 3:30 and 4 o'clock and go out and hit the roads and drive out to the lake, try to get a feel, went down south toward the Lowell area, which is, part of the Rogers School District. And basically you go out some back roads and some dirt roads and some paved roads and cut back through and went out Pleasant Ridge Road and across Dream Valley and out the Highway 12 bridge crosses the lake. And, you just kind of get a feel of how slick and how not slick. And this morning, I can tell you, was a very patchy, was probably the most accurate description I could give you as far as this morning. It was, you would have one driveway that would, be kind of covered, and then you would, or I say driveway or intersection, and then you would turn on that intersection and go 20 yards and it would be clear. A lot of the snow was kind of a dusting, and a very dry snow. So a lot of it was just, wasn't sticking anywhere.
Gathright says the Mena School District includes about 1,900 students and encompasses approximately 433 square miles. She says when making the decision to cancel school, she consults with other school districts as well as Rich Mountain Community College. The Rogers School District includes a good portion of Northwest Arkansas, so Young consults various people throughout the region when evaluating road conditions.
I've got a guy that lives up toward the Missouri border, and I talk to him in the morning. And before we make any decisions, I talk to Bentonville, and we kind of see what they're seeing, which they cover Bella Vista, which is a real good test to tell us how, slick it is on the up and down part of it. Then I talk to Mr. Davenport down at Fayetteville, and his is a little unique district, but they have a lot of grades down there, the up and down. And in fact, their high school sits on a hill, so they have a few other obstacles to deal with. Most of our schools, we're fortunate that most of ours are on flat areas, where his schools, a lot of them are on the sides of, inclines or declines. But they're on they sit on some slopes. And then I talked to Springdale, and we kind of get together and see what everybody's seeing, and sometimes it's a little heavier north, and sometimes it's a little heavier south. And so we all get together and talk somewhere around 5 a.m. in the morning and see what everybody's seeing around the region.
Sometimes the weather can take a turn for the worse in the middle of the day, and officials have the option to cut classes short.
Occasionally we do, but we don't like that because it affects the parents. And if we can make the decision early in the morning so that it lasts all day, it's really a traumatic situation if we have to make the decision in the middle of the day to close school in the middle of the day, because then we have to get bus drivers in. It normally takes us an hour to 2 hours to close in the middle of the day because we have to get our bus drivers in. We have to have enough time to notify parents so that they will be home when their children get home. And if you have a dangerous weather situation, you don't want children to be at home, to get home by themselves, you know, without accommodations being made. So we have to have it announced in enough time for parents to either make arrangements for others to take care of their children or to take off work to get their children. So it's a lot more than just closing school. You can't just do that. You've got to give it enough time to for safety issues to be addressed. And then if you're waiting 2 hours, then sometimes it's worse than if you're just starting. You know, sometimes in 2 hours it gets better, and other times it's very treacherous by then.
Unless schools build snow days into their schedules, a day missed for inclement weather will have to be made up at a later time because students are required to be in class a specific number of days. However, Rogers Public Schools Communication Director Ashley Shevyets says that safety is the primary concern during class cancellations.
It's always about student and bus safety. We do have to go to school a certain number of days, but we can always add on to the end. That's not always our favorite thing to do, but if it was not safe to have school and to have buses on the road, then that's always the primary thing that goes into the determination.
When the decision has been made to cancel school, officials often release the information to local television and radio stations. With the advances in technology, some schools are even disseminating information via social networking sites. But this actually caused some trouble for the Rogers Public School District on Monday.
We have a Twitter account, and we have a Facebook account, and we have a website. And when we do have a closing, we put it out on all three of those sources. There was a kind of impersonator Twitter account that sent out that we were closed today. And so we just asked that people try to confirm a closing with our website or another source rather than just going with what might be said on social media, because it is so easy to create similar account names.
Young adds that limiting how much information is sent out can also help prevent confusion.
Now, normally, just like this morning, we didn't call any school off, so we didn't call anybody, you know, because we don't want to. Sometimes you get too much information gets confusing. If you start calling school, you know, start calling radios and TVs to tell them you are having school, it's almost worse than just, you know, as long as we're having school, we're not going to say anything. We're just going to call when we do not have school, or we're going to have a, you know, delayed start or get out early, we would call and notify them. But other than that, we just know we would not contact them.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.